Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Through five games, Cavaliers up 3-2 on the Orlando Magic. Home team has won every game of this series so far. And last night, Andy, was the first actually, I think, you know, competitive all-around game in this series. And that's a good game to win. You know, the first two games, Orlando just looked terrible. And this third games, 3 and 4, the Cavaliers looked terrible. So the first time that this thing was actually a really competitive game, the Cavaliers pulled it out. They did it without Jared Allen. Credit to everybody else who stepped up. Good start by Darius Garland in this game. Donovan Mitchell looked healthy all game long, which makes you wonder what was really going on in the second half of game four. He talked about a lack of aggressiveness. Okay, if he's healthy enough to be aggressive, I'm glad it showed up last night. That was terrific. And Evan Mobley played a good game. You know, you can't get giddy about what Evan did all game. I thought he was okay, without question. Did just fine. But a big defensive play at the end to perhaps save the game. So everybody contributed. Adjustments. No George Niang.
Right.
Marcus Morris stepped in, did a nice job. Max Strus, good third quarter.
But had to because Jared Allen was out. I mean, it wasn't like they had to find somebody else that was going to kind of take that spot. They needed another big guy.
Morris isn't a center.
No, but they need. I mean, Tristan got out there too for a little bit yesterday.
Right.
I mean, they needed some help to kind of, you know, take some minutes away so you know, to try to make up for Allen.
I think a lot of those minutes would have gone to George Niang, but George didn't play.
Yeah, he's DNP, baby.
Yep.
I don't know. Is that the worst thing you can see on your name on a box score? DNP.
No, not seeing your name.
No, that's
it's even
point.
Worse.
Well played. Well
Thanks.
Played, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You know, I want to be giddy. I want to be excited. I just don't like. They needed to do what they did. They got their work done yesterday. They figured out some things they needed to do to be able to win. Obviously, a lot more comfortable at home. Again, I'm happy for Evan Mobley. Like, you and I think, both have been waiting for a Cavalier-defining play for him. That's a Cavalier-defining play for him. And, you know, it's not easy to find yourself in those situations even. So for him to get the opportunity to come up with the block yesterday, awesome.
Missed a couple of shots down the stretch that made you cringe, but also hit a big shot.
Well, Donovan missed a couple shots late.
Had a dunk down the stretch.
Yeah.
And Donovan missed a layup.
But they were able to find him down low last night. Mm-hmm. You know, they were looking for that next move to be able to give it to him, and then, you know, just all he's got to do is step to the hole and put it in. And, you know, when they're doing that, when they're doing that, they're effective, they're fun to watch, and they win. I heard somebody call in this morning, too, was just talking about this has kind of been a snapshot of the entire season. And I do agree with that. But I also think that, like, when you're doing a big picture evaluation, it's hard to, like, get super pumped up about it. It was a great win. I'm sure it was awesome if you were at the Fieldhouse last night and you're probably still feeling the energy.
You're feeling it. That and pollen.
Wow, what is this? Is like... I all of a sudden hit me bad.
You okay?
Yeah, no, it's just allergy.
You need a Heimlich?
Oh, thank you. No, I don't.
You need a Wagner?
No, I definitely don't.
Magic do.
I also don't understand why they find time to talk to the fans and start barking at fans.
Yeah, Franz was 3 of 11 and he's barking at the fans.
What was that about? Just silly. So I look at last night's game. I'm happy. Please don't mistake what I am right now.
Well, Menigan already did.
I'm happy. I'm looking forward to a team that can end this series. Yeah, maybe we're just more realistic about this whole thing. We just won the NBA championship. The thing about winning an NBA championship a couple years ago, I think you raise your expectations. You want more. And when you think you've got talent on the floor that can do more, you expect more. And you want a little bit. But they got to win. 1 point doesn't matter. 100 points doesn't matter. They got a chance to close this thing out. So go do it. Show us in Orlando that the other two games were fluky, that they just weren't right. Show us that this should have been your series. Show us that you're the higher seed. Show us that you're a team that was battling for the two seed all season. Show us. Just give it to us. That's all we want.
Well, you know, we arbitrarily, everybody picks something. I picked Cavs in six. They have a chance to do that. If they don't get it in six, let's just say the Magic win game six. What do you think of game seven?
I like them back here. The rims just seem a lot looser here than they do in Orlando. And you know what I'm saying. There are just nights like that. And I think to get cold on the road is easy. I don't know if it's sight lines or comfort or, you know, we talk a lot about
Paolo
the psychological.
Banchero looked like the road really bothered him last night.
Well, that's true.
Andy, that guy can play, man. It's nice to get a chance to see a guy play like a lot. You know, you get a much better feel for him.
Yeah.
Man, he can play.
Well, I think you walk out of it with one thing you definitely respect for him, if you didn't before. I mean, I'm sure people were, but you're right about seeing him night in and night out and
he's
watching him play.
He's going to be really good.
He's ice. He really is.
I like his game. He does a lot of things really well. Interesting, I thought that Marcus Morris stepped in. He had played only 15 minutes in the first four games. And played a 26-minute stretch that was really beneficial to the team. You know, hit some shots, hit some big shots, provided something that George Niang hadn't so far in the series. You know, he hit a couple of threes and ended up with 12 points. That was a nice move, I thought, by J.B. Bickerstaff to incorporate him. That worked. And Max Strus had a Max Strus stretch. I don't think Max is a great three-point shooter, and I think history tells us that. But he's a good three-point shooter, and I think more than anything, he's a streaky three-point shooter. And he was on a streak, and they gave him the ball, and that's what you're supposed to do. And so when he was hot in that third quarter, Cavs kept feeding him. He kept shooting. It worked. Well done. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Go to the hot hand. And you use Morris really well. I thought that was a nice move by JB, and Morris responded.
Six or seven? What's this going?
Six.
I think the
Cavs win there. Yeah, I do.
I think it takes a buzzer beater or winning in the last 2 minutes to end this thing. They're going to have to win the game late. I don't see.
The one thing that every series has its own, you know, ups, downs, flows. They're not a series in and of itself isn't predictable, but you know how some of these things go in the NBA. The Magic had their chance to win one on the road last night.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get those very often.
They
had their chance.
There was another 20 seconds. Or if the Cavaliers, think about how important it was, the Cavaliers on that last offensive possession held the shot clock all the way down to nothing. I mean, and when you come back and hit that three. You know, and if
Cavs inbounded, there was no time to do anything, not even foul.
Garland hits that. That was a huge free throw. I was getting frustrated because he was missing some shots late. But when it came down to it, he hit a free throw that was the lock, but you didn't know it at the time because they were up four, and it became a gigantic free throw at the end. So I wonder if there were 15, 20 more seconds in that game, what would have happened? But still,
but there weren't.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
but
you can't go back and
– but. You know, when you have an opportunity to win a game on the road in the playoffs and you don't get it done, sometimes that kind of lingers a little bit, and I wonder if it will. Steven is in Amherst. Steven, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steven.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well,
hang in there.
Hey, so I kind of agree with you guys. You know, we should have taken that win last night, but I got an opinion here, and I want to talk about some key points of the game last night that you guys may or may not agree with. You know, last night I saw some things that that most people don't talk about. Everybody wants about how the two guards don't work well together. But last night I saw something I haven't seen all season. A few of those are J.B. Bickerstaff had a whiteboard every timeout. We didn't see that through the entire playoffs. But most importantly on the players, what I saw was Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell talking to each other, communicating, signaling, screening for each other. That's important. The other big takeaway I saw was you didn't have two bigs in the post. You had people moving their feet, which opens up the floor. You can't play a two small guard lineup with two bigs and them not shuffling. You got to get to the paint so they can kick, so they can get open, and you got to have three-point shooters. Another prime example I saw last night that was different was the players on the floor were having their own little powwow, talk, huddles, you know, communication, and that was really big. And I think that's kind of a turning point if they can stick with that. That and also, you know, if you're going to have Donovan Mitchell be your fourth quarter guy, you got to have Darius Garland fill in a couple of the other quarters. You got to have him come out and be aggressive like he did. Him and Evan Mobley having big games and stepping up is what it's going to take for this team to go to the next level. And that's just how I feel with it. I've been watching them all season, been kind of up and down on the two guard side of it. You know, took some takeaways from Portland, how they were working. You know, Portland, they made the finals many times. They made the playoffs many times, you know, but they didn't have an Evan Mobley. They didn't have a Jarrett Allen on their team to carry them. You know, they always had some kind of big that was out of their prime, and they weren't a defensive first team, you know. So seeing that last night really gave me hope more than the actual win of the game itself, because I thought they should have won. You know, that's their home court. They need to win. That's what they should have done. But seeing those adjustments and improvements was really big for me. What do you guys think about that?
Steven, thank you very much. I thought they just won a basketball game. They didn't reinvent the wheel last night, Steven. You make some real valid points. But, sorry, Darius and Donovan have talked all year. You see them cheering for each other. It's not like they've hated each other's guts, as far as I know, and suddenly, you know, had a group hug last night. I'm not overblowing anything we saw last night in a tightly contested game against a poor offensive team. Cavs did what they were supposed to do, Andy.
To your point, it felt like he's right a little bit about that. Because they hear the outside noise. Trust me, the Cavaliers hear it. They know what's going on. They hear reports out there that these guys maybe aren't getting along, that it just isn't working. And so if you have the opportunity to show people it is working, or you get your PR staff to start getting stories out there saying that, you know, that they are working together and they're doing this. And, you know, there are a lot of stories out there about these guys not getting along. And I think
I don't buy, by the way. I don't know. Can't imagine it's a personal thing.
I really don't. I don't know. I just hear these stories. I mean, like yesterday. I mean, we were hearing stuff yesterday on our own show from experts. And so it's one way or another. And it's just like it doesn't matter. You don't have to get along with somebody. Even if they could be best friends and not play well together.
Andy, we can't stand each other, and we've worked together for 12 years.
I know. I mean, normally we'd scream at each other for 4 hours, and then we walk out like the cartoon with Wile E. Coyote and the Big Sheepdog.
See you tomorrow, Andy.
See you later, Jeff. it doesn't matter if they're friends. It doesn't matter if they're enemies. If they can play well together on the floor, we all win. Team wins. And so be it.
And you need
they
one.
Won it. I mean, remember Kyrie wasn't happy with LeBron.
Yeah,
and he
work?
Wanted to leave. And Jeff tells me we had a parade. I've never heard him say it before.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We want to hear from you, because the Cavaliers, look at the game any way you want, break it down any way you want. It goes to a bottom line here. It was a really contested basketball game. It was really competitive. And the Cavs had to have it, and they got it done. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Thank you. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, they did. Better in the third quarter. And better at money time, Andy. That's fourth quarter. The Cavaliers get the win in game five against the Orlando Magic. What, four-point game. Banchero hit that three-pointer at the very end, which, as you said, if there was any other time left on the clock, it might have been a little hairy, but there wasn't. So, well done.
Well done.
Now, maybe on Friday, you go and you win a series, and you bring on, more than likely, the Boston Celtics. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Number to join in, 216-474-0092. The counselor's with us, Jack and Solon.
Jack!
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Glad about last night, but I have a question for Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, you said that we're going to win Friday night in Orlando. Based on what that you saw last night?
Not necessarily based on what I saw last night, Jack. Just kind of the
kind of the
feel I have just for the NBA playoffs and for this team. The one thing I said to Andy, and I think this actually carries some weight. The Magic had a chance to get their game last night. I mean, they had a chance to win a road game in the playoffs, a young team. I thought they had a chance to do that. Sometimes there's a carryover like, oh man, that was their shot, and maybe now they're done. I'll stick with the Cavs in six because I said it at the beginning of the series.
So,
wait. Counselor, yes. Objection. I think you were leading the witness a little bit there. I believe you led the
witness. He was treating me as a hostile witness.
Yeah, I think so. I think you were leading him.
Here's my objection. I didn't see anything last night that would lead me to believe that we are capable of winning in Orlando, although...
Underruled and correct, Counselor.
JB put in Marcus Morris. Look, this is a tough matchup for us. Nobody's really talked about why we're struggling against Orlando. It's a tough matchup. They're like the mini version of the Knicks. They're athletic. They're physical. And JB put in Marcus Morris, thank God, last night instead of George Niang, because George Niang is slow, not athletic, and he's a waste out there against the Magic. So it was a really good move that Marcus Morris was out there, and I expect to see more of him. But again, I didn't see anything last night that leads me to believe that we're going to win Friday night.
Let me give you one thought, Jack, as to why you could win. Did you see that Magic offense? That to me is part of the reason why I think the Cavs can go to Orlando and win. The Magic and they played really well at home in games 3 and 4. They'll probably play pretty well. I just don't think their offense.
But this isn't an offensive series. This is a defensive series. And I hope we win.
I beg to differ,
Counselor. I think you pled your case well. I think you win.
I rule in favor
of Jack.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jeff.
I thought we had a jury. I didn't think we were.
I am the judge, the jury, and
the executioner.
The executioner.
Thank you very much, Andy.
You're welcome.
Jeff's in Brunswick, home of the Blue Devils. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes,
thank you.
You know, I got a big question myself what team, and this calls for when kids are 8 years old playing Little League Baseball, and all the football, Cleveland Browns, baseball, basketball, what team's not disappointed if their team doesn't win the championship?
What team's not disappointed? You know, I wasn't disappointed when the Cavaliers made it to the NBA Finals against the Spurs. I wasn't disappointed that year. That was a milestone season for them.
2007?
Yeah, so there's one. I just off the top of my head. But, yes, you want to be a team that wins the last game of the season. It's very hard to do that.
That's what sports is all about, winning a championship, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. That's since I was a kid.
But you got to get there.
I would say...
Enjoy the ride.
There are a lot of good life lessons that teach us business.
So the ultimate point is what, Jeff?
Well, the Browns were it was real nice seeing them. I mean, it was a really great year. It turned out fantastic. And they didn't win no championship, but I was really impressed by what they did with what they had.
Okay.
Now, the Cavaliers have went down to Miami, and the Cavaliers got the worst loss in their history of their basketball franchise.
Gotcha. Orlando, yeah.
I mean, that's saying something there. And then they come around, and they win by 1 point last night. And you guys are saying, they're going to go down there, Jeff. They're going to go down there and they're going to win. I just can't see that. And I think the last caller had a really, he was.
How did
totally
you feel,
right.
Jeff? How did you feel after two games? How'd you feel after the first two games?
Well, the first two games, how could you not feel good about it?
I agree. They won decisively.
Jeff,
I thought they were going to sweep after the first two games, the way they were playing and the way Orlando was playing was more
Orlando
of a reason.
Looked terrible.
Yeah, more of a reason I thought they were going to sweep than the way they were playing.
And I would have loved it. I would have loved if they would have swept. I mean, that would have been fantastic. But they went down there, and they got embarrassed. That's the bottom line. I was, like, really disappointed.
But, Jeff, you don't count – and thank you, Jeff. You don't count wins in – hey, we wanted to win game three in the series. They're up 3-2. The idea is you win the series.
I think
they're in a position to do that. I get it.
His point about being embarrassed, I think, is – well taken.
Well, they were
especially
horrendous.
When you go to do evaluations at the end of the year and try to figure out if your front office and your coach are going to be remaining with the organization.
They were horrendous in games 3 and 4. I mean, let's not argue that. I mean, they were clearly horrendous, but they came. But it doesn't, and I won't say it doesn't matter. But it's this: okay, you were horrendous. Can you bounce back? They did, and nobody's looking at was it a 1 point win? Was it a 30 point win? It was a win. And that's what matters. And
I'm a little perplexed by the fact that you didn't use one of your favorite words, or putrid. I thought you would say that to describe games 3 and 4.
Got to break it up. Mike's in Lyndhurst. Hello, Michael.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I really enjoyed the win last night. I think it was really nice, and I'm hoping the team can grow off a tight, competitive playoff, gritty victory indicative of last night. And, Jeff, I wanted to bounce something off you. I thought late in the ball game when Orlando was scoring, when Paolo was kind of going off, I really thought JB should have had a Coro out there to kind of – because, you saw Paolo get on Mitchell a few times based on a bad switch that they wanted. But I really thought a Coro should have been on the floor.
Well, I don't know if anybody was going to slow him down last night. And though Isaac has the reputation of being the best defender on the team, sorry, he's 6'5", Banchero 6'9". This is the edge.
It was not easy for him last. He was minus 10.
Well, this is the edge I think that Orlando has in this series, is they have what the Cavaliers don't, which lanky guys out on the wing who can do some things. Wagner, who had one really big game. He had 34 points in game 4. And Banchero has been a force the entire series, Mike. So I think that's an edge that the Cavs don't have an answer for. And Isaac, to me, is not that answer. He can help, maybe, but you got to do something with Banchero. Don't ask me what, because he's just really good. And at 6'9", he can step out on the floor. He's exactly what the Cavs are lacking. And that to me is the edge that Orlando has in the series from a personnel standpoint. Mike, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Jim is in Strongsville. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Listen, man, a win is a win in the playoffs.
Thank you, Jim.
We're discounting this as like, and let me put it to you guys this way. My problem with this team, both last playoffs and this playoffs, has been when they weren't able to grind a win out. And in the playoffs, there's going to be times when it comes down to the last handful of possessions where you have to grind a win out. I fully expected last night when they actually lost the lead there in the last couple of minutes that they were going to fold. They didn't fold. They grinded that win out. And let's face it, Orlando, at least last night, had the best player in the game. They had the best player in the game.
Yes,
and when you have the best player in a playoff game, you're usually going to win that game.
That is true. Ask the Knicks about Tyrese Maxey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Ask the Knicks about Tyrese Maxey up your point.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, look, honestly, Donovan Mitchell's supposed to be the best player in this series, and I'm not trying to rip on Donovan. He hasn't been, okay? So I look at everything that happened last night, and I know we don't want to talk about growing experiences, but listen, to me, what was everybody saying about this team? They're soft, they're soft, they're soft. Look, last night when the opportunity rose where they could be soft and wilt, they didn't. They didn't. They fought through it, and they won that game. And you know what? I'm going to give them credit for doing that. I don't care that they were at home, and I don't care that it's just the Orlando Magic. It's the playoffs, and they ground out a win they had to have in the final minutes. So,
Jim, you're correct. By the way, Jim, allergies or a cold? What's going on?
I was out a little late last night watching the game, and unlike you guys.
Oh, Perte.
Nice job,
they
man.
They did not take my beers away, Dan.
You weren't by these two.
Jim, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Jim sounds like he's a little under the weather. Josh is in Berea.
I never thought I'd say this, but I totally agree with Jim from Strongsville. That's the first for me. And he's on the money. Like, a win's a win, guys.
Yes, it is.
A lot of weirdos right now getting on the air being so critical, as if we've never seen series like this in Cleveland history. And I'm going to go back a little bit. I'm going to go back to 2007, the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you remember how that series played out, the Pistons boat raced us the first two games
first
at
two
home.
Games, yeah.
Then we boat raced them at home. We went 2-0. And the only close game in that series was Game 5. And everyone knows the most pivotal game in a best-of-7 series is a Game 5 win. And We've seen it. And what happened at game six, we had the shoot booby shoot game, and it was over. Yeah, it was a little closer to the final score, but we knew we were beating the Pistons at that point because earlier in that game we were ahead by a lot.
Sell it, Josh. Sell it. I want you to get out there, tell everybody in Northeast Ohio, let's get fired up. We're going to end this thing in Orlando. It's going down, baby. Josh.
Right?
Let's go. I'm sick of this fair weather stuff, all right?
I don't know if it's fair weather.
We don't go to the playoffs all the time. But there's a lot of people being reluctant, and it's like, guys, at the end of the day, this has probably been some of the best sporting event. Like, probably the last 10 years, this has been the most we've experienced in the playoffs from all our teams, from the Cavs.
Josh,
man,
the Guardians go this year. First time in the history of our city in a calendar year that all three teams will have made the playoffs if the Guardians can get there. Pressure's on, baby.
And I think they're going to as well. That organization deserves a lot more credit than we give them, too, but we want to keep poo-pooing on them, too. It's the only team we give a pass here is the Cleveland Browns, and that's it. Everyone else is up for crazy criticism, and it's like the other organizations here have been way more consistent and been giving us a product to actually cheer for, and
Josh,
we're going to lie to ourselves
go,
every time when it comes to the Cleveland Browns.
Keep it going. I invite you to listen to Browns Therapy Monday, though, and you'll disagree with what you're saying.
I always do, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Appreciate it.
Josh has got me fired up. He hasn't changed my mind, but I think everything he gave us, all of that energy, that we should be on board with these Cavaliers.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Yep. Bostonian, welcome to the show.
Oh, Bostonian.
How come you put me off for so long?
Because you're a horrible phone call? I don't
know. We take him in order, Bostonian.
You knew what I was going to say.
Let me tell you. Oh, they got lucky.
And you will not beat the Celtics. There's no way in hell that you win against the Celtics.
Bostonian, I tend to agree with you, but I think you have more important issues. I think in overtime, man, you better pick up the trailer or else you're going to be down or else you're going to be letting the Maple Leafs back in that series. You need to focus where you need to focus.
Pick up the trailer, and
maybe you win. You can't give up a goal like that.
Don't worry about the hockey team.
They're the Bruins, yes.
The Bruins are going to win a championship.
I don't know. Go Leafs, go.
Chris Stapps, Porzingis is hurt.
And the Celtics are going to win a championship. You're going to lose to Orlando over there.
We need to go to Worcester.
Thank you, Bostonian.
Let's go to Worcester. Let's chill in Worcester.
Appreciate that, Bostonian. 216-474-0092.
What a nice overtime.
Porzingis out, by the way, for a number of games.
I like that. See, now I've got this down to.
We want to hear from you.
When he calls in, I can sneak a little bit of hockey.
Cavs can win it in game six. Will they win it in game six? It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.